It's 9:06 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman on Total Information AM. Significant changes are in the works for the ACT and may help improve the scores of Missouri students who take the test. Missouri Net's Elisa Nelson talks to Catherine Hoffman, the vice president of ACT's state and federal programs.
We have all been taking the ACT for many, many years in a paper setting. And over the past 5 years, we've switched to do online testing in state and district. And as we've moved to online, we've been able to get some better data. We've been able to say, all right, how long does a student take on each item? We couldn't do that when they were bubbling it in on a pencil and paper. But now that it's online, we can see that. And when we then begin to look at the data, we've realized that some of the students have felt hurried or rushed, or those last few bubbles, they've spent less than fractions of a second bubbling in them real quickly. So we brought some enhancements and changes based on student feedback, based on research and data that we've seen, based on higher ed feedback, that's gonna offer students the ability to tell us what they know, not how quickly they know it. So three big changes that I'd like to highlight that are coming. The first is that we are going to have a shorter test. We've reduced the test length. So in the amount of time that can be spent taking the assessment, the students must read and go through a number of items. So we've shortened the test. We've shortened passages on the English section. There's fewer math items. And so we've shortened the test by 44 fewer items. And in doing so, that has reduced the length of the test by about a third. So students are now going to get a college reportable score in 2-hour assessment. So we've shortened the test to be 2 hours with a college reportable score. That's the first change. The second change is we've offered flexibility. Students no longer have to take science. Now a college reportable score will be English, math, and reading. Historically, it's been English, math, reading, and science. So we're offering choices for students, for states, and for districts. Do you want science or not? We're continuing to offer science, but students are going to receive a composite based on English, math, and reading. That's going to give them a college reportable score in 2 hours. If they want to take science, if states are requiring science because they're using it for federal accountability, or if they want to take science because they're going into a STEM major or the university that they're going into requires it, or maybe a scholarship's going to require it, they absolutely can.
And when will the changes occur, Catherine?
Great question. So we're rolling this out into stages. Instead of just giving everyone a one-stop shop where there's a cut line where everyone has to change, we're kind of having three rollouts to this. The first is the spring of 25. In the spring of 25, if a national student, which means they get up on a Saturday, drive to a test center, that's a national student. So if a national testing student tests online in the spring, they will get this new blueprint, the shorter assessment with science flexible, optional. So that is a national test online this spring of 25. Then in the fall of 25, all national will roll to this new blueprint, the shorter test with science optional. So whether you take it paper and pencil or whether you take it online, you'll get the shorter assessment. That's also when everyone, regardless of when you take it, will go to the new English, math, and reading composite. Then in Missouri, you have a lot of students that take this in school day testing. In other words, the district pays for them to test, usually on a Tuesday in the school day. Those in-school testing changes will happen in the spring of 26. So the in-school testing will give a little more time. We have till the spring of 26 where the national testing begins to roll out in the spring of 25.
You had talked about going completely online. Will there still be like the paper option for students that may have a disability or they need the paper option?
Absolutely. We're committed to having paper. We've been doing online testing in state and district for 6 years now, maybe even 7 years, but we're bringing that online to national without doing away with paper. We believe in choice at the student level. If a student feels more comfortable with paper, paper's going to be available. If the district wants to give paper because they feel like that's easier for them in implementation or more comfortable, great, paper's available. We have online there. In state testing this past year, we saw a little over 70% of our in-school state testing test online. There's a lot of comfort there and a lot of confidence we can bring in online testing. but we still will continue to provide the option for every student, school, and district to make the means that is best for them.
Talk about moving to not having the science portion a requirement, because when I think about, you know, we're in this era of STEM being so important for the future. I'm just curious why you would not want to have the science portion a requirement.
Mm-hmm. So let me be very clear. At ACT, we believe STEM is important. We believe science is important, and we're committed to providing a science assessment. We're not doing away with science. In no way are we taking science off the table. We believe in science. We believe in the value of it, and it is there. What we believe in also is student choice and flexibility. If a student is not going into a STEM major, then we're going to allow them to be able to take that test without the science section. Maybe they know they want to go into journalism or English, and science might not be needed for them to go into that post-secondary career field. However, they may not be so sure. They may be like, I don't quite know what I'm doing. So for my first round, I'm going to take science and just see what it's like. They may get a great score on science. They may get a 26, let's say. Well, now they may start retaking the test to super score. They might not need to retake that science. They already have a strong score in science. They can just retake English, math, and reading. So they can save themselves the 40 minutes of science and just be able to set that aside on a retake. So again, we're not de-emphasizing science. We're not taking science away. We're not removing the importance of STEM for the nation and for higher ed and for students. We're simply saying we recognize each student's path is different, and we honor the path that they're on and push those decisions down to their level instead of being mandated at our level.
Have you guys had conversations about how that may make the overall scores look? Because I'm thinking, will it actually, if you make the science portion optional, and some students won't take it, especially if they're not going into that field or they don't like science, then does it actually show if this, are there concerns that it might not actually show if this student is college ready overall in that specific subject?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. We actually did a linking study this past June in our national testing in June, and we gave students the new blueprint as well as some students the old blueprint so we could compare. Is an EMR comparable to an EMRS? In other words, does English, math, and reading predict with the same validity and reliability as English, math, reading, and science? And the answer to that linking study is yes, it does. You can still have the same confidence and validity and reliability to predict based on an EMR score, English, math, and reading, versus an EMRS. So the predictability shows that you can predict with confidence that there's a 75% likelihood of a student scoring a C or higher on an entry-level coursework their freshman year of college. And regardless of if we have the science attached to it or not, those two scores are comparable and predict with the same level of validity.
For more information, go to act.org.